House Speaker Jose Oliva, one of Visit Florida's main critics, signaled Friday he may be willing to go along with Governor Ron DeSantis' request to keep it open as the legislative session approaches the 11th hour.
The governor's office has expressed a desire to have it continue to go forward so that he would have the opportunity to make an assessment of his own of how unnecessary it is. I don't know about fully funding it, but I think we are. Obviously, it's something that the governor wants to see. It's something that he wants to be able to assess, and we want to be supportive of it.
The House has yet to take up Senate Bill 178, which would reauthorize Visit Florida beyond its current legal expiration date of October 1st. Approved 36-0 by the Senate, the measure would extend the life of Visit Florida until October 1st, 2027, and provide the agency with $50 million next fiscal year. As the bill foundered, the Senate agreed in ongoing budget talks to meet a House proposal of providing $19 million for Visit Florida. That would cover the agency's expenses until its demise on October 1st.
What I think is important is that we separate out the fact of Visit Florida and tourism marketing. And I think that we can have a broader conversation as we move forward throughout the rest of session as budget negotiations continue to go back and forth.
House Majority Leader Jay Turnbull of Panama City.
The reality is where maybe they have not done things in the past where we've hashed those out, but we have to separate this out as a body in our conversations as we go back and forth with the Senate, that we focus on issues as it relates to tourism marketing specific to areas ravaged by Category 5.
Is that a comment?
The governor said last week that while he sought $76 million in his proposed budget for Visit Florida, he'd be fine with the $50 million initially proposed by the Senate.
This decision to potentially defund the agency is going to have very serious negative impacts on our Florida economy.
Dana Young is Visit Florida's new president and CEO. She points to the state of Colorado defunding its tourism and marketing agency several years ago, which in turn sent billions in tourism spending to neighboring states.
Utah increased their tourism marketing budget and their market share increased dramatically. So I would think that Georgia, Texas, South Carolina, Alabama, they are cheering this decision because it's going to increase their market share at the detriment of Florida taxpayers.
More than 82 million people visited Florida in 2004 when the agency received $25.5 million from the state. With a $76 million budget last year, more than 126 million visited Florida. And they bring their wallets, spending $112 billion in 2016, the latest figures available.
I am optimistic. I'm familiar with this process. Members are still talking. This is very much still in play. So we're just going to continue making sure that people understand the positive impact that Visit Florida has on the economy.
Young, a former senator and House member from Tampa, has lobbied former colleagues as they engage in budget talks, warning of negative consequences to the state's economy if Visit Florida is eliminated.
They're like the band leader in the state. They're the ones that really pull everyone together in the state to talk with commonality and messaging.
Steve Hayes is president and CEO of Visit Pensacola. He says while not receiving any direct funding from its state counterpart, the ancillary help provided to local tourism would take a hit if Visit Florida goes away.
When you look at some of the advertising opportunities out there, Visit Florida may have a co-op where the cost for us is lower to participate than if we went and bought it on its own. We could probably go in there on our own, but that cost would be greater, which means it would limit other things that we go through and do.
Opponents claim that funding Visit Florida is a mishandling of tax dollars. They believe the state's reputation as a tourism hotspot is enough to entice travelers. In other words, Florida sells itself.
I would also ask legislators that have their own businesses, if they feel that you don't need to do the advertising, the marketing, people will just find them naturally, do they go through and cut the advertising in their own business?
As mentioned, Governor DeSantis has said he wants to continue funding Visit Florida at its current $76 million rate. Hayes says that status quo would be acceptable.
The $76 million is what they've had the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. And one of the things that I commend Visit Florida on, they take a look at their messaging and they go back through research and they can document what they're doing, the things that they're involved in, what is that return on investment.
House members have been on Visit Florida's case since 2015, when rapper Pitbull was signed to a secret $1 million endorsement deal. Others drawing fire include $12 million to sponsor a cooking show with celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse and $3 million to back an auto racing team called Visit Florida Racing. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.